Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, this newest episode is called Altar Built by the People of Reuben, Gad, and Half of the Tribe of Manasseh. It covers Joshua 22, verses 1 through 34. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://BibleInSmallerChunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. But in doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19, not to add to or take away from anything written in the Bible. So I was perplexed with how to accomplish this and prayed, and what the Lord had on my heart is that I'm not supposed to change the meaning of any of the text in the Bible. Although, on the other hand, he has shown me ways to add to understanding that meaning without changing the meaning. Sometimes it's by putting more common terms for words, like instead of host, that I might use army. Sometimes host means starts, just depends which I would put in. And I put those within brackets, but because those are minor changes, I don't tell you about them because I used to in the beginning of this, but then it makes it choppy, so I don't do that now. But I do put things within brackets, and then I tell you about it, and I put in a different color font if a person were to get on the blog site to check it, so that you know that the Lord had it on my heart, that it might possibly add to clarity for some to know the background information on something, because sometimes it's speaking of something that happened in another chapter or a whole nother book of the Bible or something else related to that, and the person reading or listening to that would not necessarily have the whole picture. So when the Lord has that on my heart, it will be within brackets and different color font. But since you can't see the different color font on the podcast, I will say within brackets it says, and you know, oh, that's added information. Sometimes it's summarized information, or sometimes it's Bible verses that relate to that that give you the bigger picture of what's going on. And this is only accomplished through primarily the King James Version Bible and lots of prayers. But at times, BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources are utilized as necessary. The Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which doesn't affect the podcast listener because it reads like I will be reading it. I mean, it's no difference. But I'm hoping that those that get on the blog site will find this beneficial, or, you know, that it doesn't hinder their understanding of it. But the Lord had it on my heart to do this, so I did. I have to admit, I was reluctant about it because I thought, I don't know. But he had it on my heart, so I did it. Lord God, he knows what's best. Okay. Also, he had on my heart to not put in repetitive text over and over and over again within a particular chapter unless it does add for meaning or is for emphasis. In those cases, it'll be just as is. But also at times I will condense, combine, and compress similar words. But these actions throw off the verse numbering, and I wasn't sure how to rectify that. And the idea the Lord had on my heart was to put a range, like I'm going to explain right now. This is Joshua, which is the book of the Bible. It's chapter 22, and it's over verses 1 through 34. But I don't have verse 2, verse 3, verse 4, just the range of verses, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord had on my heart to put in this will be shared in this podcast. I mean, from this chapter will be shared in this podcast. Also, if I come to something that's foretelling of a future event, I will tell you, there's an asterisk that's foretelling of a future event. Sometimes I can briefly explain that after the passage, but in times where it's either too far reaching or I can't do it briefly, I won't do so. And if I get to portions where it's referring to what Jesus has spoken, his words will be in red and I will tell you that. Okay. Altar built by the people of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh. And it's over Joshua 22, verses 1 through 34. Then Joshua called the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, "You have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord God, commanded you." It just says, "servant of the Lord commanded you." Somehow, God, I mean, it's the same difference, but it came out of my mouth and it's not there. So forgive me. "You have obeyed my voice and all that I commanded you, and I haven't left your brethren all this time." Now, it doesn't, sometimes brethren mean brothers, but usually it means fellow Israelites. "You have kept the charge that the Lord your God has commanded you. Now the Lord your God has given rest to your brethren as he promised them. Now return and go to your tents and to the land of your possession that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave to you on the other side of the Jordan River." And remember, this is Joshua speaking. Moses has already died, and he's telling about what Moses had promised the 2.5 tribes. "Pay close attention to do the commandments and the law that Moses gave to you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and to cling to him and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away to their tents. Now, and to the half tribe of Manasseh that Moses had given their possession of land in Bashan, but the other half of the tribe of Manasseh, Joshua gave them their possession among their brethren on this side of the Jordan River westward. When Joshua sent them away to their tents, then he blessed them. He spoke to them and saying, return to your tents with many riches, lots of livestock, silver, gold, brass, iron, and lots of clothing. Divide the plunder of your enemies with your brethren. The children, which is the people of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, left the Israelites in Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of their possession in the country of Gilead. They possessed this land according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. When they came to the borders of Jordan that are in the land of Canaan, the people of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh built there a huge altar by the Jordan. The people of Israel heard it, said, "Look, the people of Reuben, Gad, and half the of Manasseh have built an altar near the Canaanite border of the Jordan River, facing Canaan, but on the Israelite side." When the Israelites heard this, the whole congregation, the people of Israel, gathered together at Shiloh to go up to war against them. People of Israel sent to the children, which is the people of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, into the land of Gilead. They sent Phinehas, Eleazar's son, the priest. Phinehas had 10 princes with him, each a chief leader of the house of their fathers, throughout all the tribes of Israel among the thousands of Israel. They came to the land of Gilead and spoke to the people of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, saying, "The whole congregation of the Lord says this, what sin is this that you have committed against the God of Israel to turn away this day from following the Lord, that you have built yourselves an altar and have rebelled this day against the Lord? Is the sin of Peor too little for us? We have still not cleansed this day, although there was a plague in the congregation of the Lord." So within brackets, so I'm telling you this is background information from Numbers 25, verses 1 through 3, and Israel stayed in Shittim, and people began to commit unfaithful, and then within brackets, it says unfaithful harlotry, because it says something more harsh, and so that's what I put within brackets. Verses that I have within brackets to start with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat of them and bowed down to their gods. Okay, and I have the of them in a different color font in this part that I've inserted, so that I'm telling you that I put the of them because it just says the people did eat in there. Talking about the people ate of the sacrifices. So I put of them so it aids in understanding. Okay, and they bowed down to their gods, and Israel joined themselves to Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord grew against Israel. So that was background information to explain why they said that. Are you turning away from following the Lord this day, seeing you rebel today against the Lord, that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel? Still, if the land of your possession is unclean, then cross over to the land of the Lord's possession where the Lord's tabernacle dwells and take possession among us. But don't rebel against the Lord or against us by building yourselves an altar in addition to the altar of the Lord our God. Didn't Achan, Zerah's son, commit a sin by taking of the cursed things and brought fury on all the congregation of Israel, and that man didn't perish alone in his unfaithfulness? So this is all within black brackets. It's in a different color font if you get on the internet, and it's background information to what he's talking about. So Joshua 7:23 through 25, and they took them out of the middle of the tent and brought them to Joshua and to the children and people of Israel and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with them took Achan, Zerah's son, and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold and his sons, daughters, oxen, mules, sheep, and his tent and all that he had, and brought them into the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why have you troubled us? The Lord shall trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned him to death to burn them with fire after they had stoned them. And back to the regular passage. Then the people of Reuben, Gad, and half of the tribe of Manasseh answered and said to the leaders of the thousands of Israel, the Lord God of gods is, and I have within brackets, is the only God. And he knows, within brackets I have, what's true. And he shall let Israel know if it's truly rebellion or if it's a sin against the Lord, then don't save us this day. If we have built an altar for ourselves to turn away from following the Lord, or if it's to offer burnt offerings or meat grain offerings, in the King James Version, it calls them meat offerings. And the more modern Bibles, it calls it grain offerings. And I kind of understand why, because it's the grain part of the offering that's used for when they offer the meat. But so I put both. I put a slash between it. And that's why it's within brackets. Or the peace offerings on it. And let the Lord himself hold us accountable for it. But if instead we did this in fear of whether your children might say to our children, what right do you have to worship the Lord God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan River a border between us and your children of Reuben and Gad, and you have no part in the Lord. Then your children will make our children stop from fearing, which is respecting the Lord. Therefore we said, let us prepare now to build us an altar, not for burnt offerings of offerings or sacrifices, but so it may be a witness between us and you and our descendants after us, so we might do the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings and with our sacrifices and our peace offerings, so your children won't say to our children in the future, you have no part in the Lord. Therefore, if any of your descendants shall say to us in the future, we shall answer, look at the pattern of the altar of the Lord that our forefathers made, not for burnt offerings or sacrifices, but as a witness between us and you. God forbid that we should rebel against the Lord and turn from following the Lord this day to build an altar for burnt offerings or meat offerings or for sacrifices, in addition to the altar of the Lord our God that is in front of his tabernacle. When Phinehas the priest and the leaders of the congregation and the heads of the houses and of Israel with him heard what the people of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh said, they were pleased. Phinehas said to the people of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh, this day we understand that the Lord is among us because you have not committed this sin against the Lord. Now you have delivered the people of Israel out of the hand of the Lord. Phinehas the priest, the leaders left from the children and people of Reuben, Gad, and half and Manasseh returned to the land of Canaan to the Israelites to explain what happened. This pleased the people of Israel, and the people of Israel blessed God and didn't plan to go against them in battle. To destroy the land where the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and within brackets I have, and half of Manasseh live. In the Bible, it just said Reuben and Gad, but it's all two and a half of the tribes. And I just put it in there because it really does include them. The people of Reuben and Gad called the altar Ed, for it shall be a witness between us that the Lord is God. The next time I share a podcast, it will be called The Lord's Blessing Reviewed and What Happens If They Worship False Gods. And it's over Joshua 23, verses 1 through 16. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.